tuning in with us today on Clubhouse Radio. We've enjoyed having you on for the journey.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Monday, February 7th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC, including at 9 a.m. The WGXC Morning Show features the WGXC Congressional Report with all you need to know about what's been going on with representatives from the...
You can have all the money in your... All the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worthless treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything. What does it mean? It all means
Ways of love be the ways of man. stand up for you. I'll stand up for you. That's what we do. Huh? That's what we do. We stand up for you. You right here, right now, with a bright side, because there is a bright side somewhere. It's right here on WDXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and my audio engineer extraordinaire, co-host, good buddy, good friend, brother, Mr. Martin Randall, Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, this fine Sunday morning, Mr. Randall?
I am very well. I've dug out from all the ice encasement, and I'm ready for another great Sunday of worship music and your commentaries.
Oh, bless your heart. Listen, how did you do that? You know, I looked out the window yesterday. I saw my neighbor on the left and my neighbor on the right. Their cars were moved and cleaned and everything. I went out there to try and uncase my car, and I think I broke the handle. I was still a bunch of ice all over everything. I thought if I could get in there and turn on the heat and let it run a little bit, it could help melt some of that stuff. And I think I broke the handle. So we all pray for me that it won't be one of those extraordinary costs. It's not hanging off, but I'm like, nah, it ain't supposed to look like that.
No, you know, I think everybody's gone through that experience. But when the car warms up, it'll work again. It's just a matter you gotta leave it running.
I could get in there. I can't get in there. My car's still a block of ice. But you know, I told somebody yesterday, I can't even imagine what the ice age was like. Lord have mercy. But God is merciful. God is good. And so we're here to talk about it. Man, we can tell about it. And just so glad that we've been spared. You know, being without power, we've been spared, amen, from major catastrophe in our part of the world, and we are grateful, and we remember those who have gone through, had to pack up and find some place warm, some place with some food. You know, we remember them in our thoughts and prayers. That's what we do. We pray for one another, and we stand up for the word of God, amen. We stand up for the word of God, the Son of God. That's what we do, and he always lets us know, there's a bright side. I got you. Amen. We're top side up. That means he's not giving up on us yet. Am I right about that? Beloved, this is the first Sunday of February, the second month of the 22nd year of the 21st century. And it is the first Sunday of Black History Month. Yes, it is. Black History Awareness Month. You were here last week, I shared that, you know, the 28-day thing, it was not a slight, it was not a shorthand of Black people's story in America. It was actually chosen to celebrate and honor Abraham Lincoln, his birth month, as the great, quote-unquote, emancipator. So we've got a few more days of this month, and a few more Sundays to be with you. We're going to be playing some music to speak to the struggle, to speak to the history, to speak to the work that we have done collectively as Americans and over the generations, and the work that still needs to be done, as well as the fight to undo all the work that has been done. Yes, beloved, we're going to be singing about that, talking about that, praying about that, and sharing in our commentary. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to God to be here today and to have such wonderful music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul to minister to you as well. Hallelujah. We have a few songs lined up back to back for 32 minutes of listening pleasure. Way, Just Way by Lawrence Flowers and Intercession. They're new for me. I'm bringing them to you. Stand in Faith by Danny Gokey. He's a good buddy in my head. Hallelujah. His music just speaks volumes, as well as his story. How Great, Sister Catherine Hawthorne. Ever Be, Mr. Anthony Evans. Thank Lord Jesus. We get a little old school in there with Mom Winans of the musical Winans dynasty, huh? Enough by Mr. Anthony Brown. And one of my old favorites and familiar songs on this station, Hold On, Change Is Coming by Sound of Blackness. God Is Changing Your Story. Yes, by Miss Glenn Carr. Those are the songs that we have right here for you right now in line of 32 minutes. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Be ministered to, be blessed by the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and soul. Here it is, Way. Mr. Lawrence Flowers.
He's the only way. Listen here. The way to the good land. The way to the top. The way to the promised land where the victory never stops. The way to the sunlight. The way to the moon. He's the perfect GPS when you're trying to get through. So now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake,
no, it's not happening.
And I won't answer to defeat.
I gotta see the people free.
There's so much more that I could say. Instead, I'll just let it breathe.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Extend your hand to a fellow man so they can see his face. It doesn't matter your background or the color of his skin. We're the land of the free. I'm convinced and I want to give Jesus is the only one. Sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, no, it's not happening.
Ooh, 'cause I won't answer to defeat.
I gotta see my people free.
Oh, there's so much more that I could say. Instead, I'll just let it go.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Extend a
hand to a fellow man
so
they can see his face.
He's a lamp unto my
only
feet.
Way.
The way to be happy.
Only way.
The way to victory.
Only way.
Ooh, yeah.
Only
He's
way.
The way through the night.
Only
He's the way to win the fight.
Only
He's the way.
Way
to make it right.
Only
Let me
way.
Hear you sing it.
Jesus is the only one.
escape disappointment. Can't avoid the delay. But I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise to the moment. Gonna speak to the waves. Gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way. Don't need to see it. I saw you.
Oh. Oh,
who are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we are here where there is a bright side right now, right here on WGXC with me. This is Mother Whining with Ferris Lord Jesus, coming up Enough by Anthony Brown. Hold on, change is coming, Sounds of Blackness. God is changing your story. Jacqueline Carr, after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Your smile, your personality, and looks too, is what makes you such a gift to those who love you. By the time that this is done, I hope you realize how incredible you are in God's eyes. When he made you, I can tell he really took his time. God gave you
promise you will get through this. You're gonna be fine, yeah, better than fine. Get ready to shine. You will get through this.
Around, and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on,
hold on.
God is changing your story. Hallelujah. God is changing the story. Yes, beloved, to God's glory, God is changing the story. And that's why we are here today in February, celebrating Black history and bringing more Black history awareness. Beloved, I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes, if I could, from the topic, It's Our Time. It's Our Time. In the Bible, in Joshua chapter 4, we find, I think, one of the first references to having memorial. And it is a time when God has brought the Israelites out of bondage, also 400 years of servitude. However, during their 400 years of servitude, they were able to maintain their religion. They were able to have families, have children, have community. So, yes, they worked hard under hard conditions. You know, one story where the leader, the Pharaoh at the time, charged them to make bricks without straw, you know. So certainly, yes, they had a hard servitude. But it was very quite different than what happened here in America. As a matter of fact, the American slave, the Western world slavery was different, but American slavery was even more so different than any other form of slavery that had, was or ever has been, right? So so they set up memorials. God told Joshua to get 12 men together and for each of those men to get a stone out of the Jordan River that they passed over on their way to the promised land, and that they would use these stones to tell their history, share their history of the miraculous work of God for their people in the generations to come. Whenever children would ask, looking at these stones, what does this mean? That they would be able to look at those stones, reflect back and tell them about the miraculous works of God. And so, beloved, it's our time now. We have this month, this memorial, a month of, even though I agree wholeheartedly with McDonald's and others that, you know, Black history is not one day a year or one month a year. Black history is all every day. There's not a place in the world that Black people's hands have not touched and made better. Not a place in the world. And so much of that history has been hidden from the generations because of white enslavement of Black people. So, you know, it's our time now. The memorials have been set up. We have, out of 12 months, a month that was raised up so that when our children or the children of other nationalities ask, well, what does it mean to have Black History Month? We can reflect and tell them it is a memorial to God's love and miraculous assistance for Black people who were enslaved in the Americas, starting from the 1500s, not just in the Americas, all around the world, Black people were enslaved in Europe, in the Danish country, in Denmark, in Sweden. I mean, all over the world, Black folk in the Caribbean, all over in the Middle Americas, Black people were enslaved. And our history, how our freed, our unfreed labor, or free labor, I should say, was taken and extracted under the most brutal conditions. The miraculous power of God's love that under those systems, Black people survived. Under those systems, Black men and Black women learned how to love each other, even though there was no guarantee that they would be able to stay together. Oftentimes, women were forced to have relationships, sexual relationships with other men so they could make more babies for the master, so that he'd have more hands to work for him for free. And men had to suffer that indignity of their women being used in that way and unable to defend them. And women had to suffer that indignity. And it wasn't like nice and neat and clean, but it was brutal. Families were broken up. We hear some of those stories, but in the midst of all of that, God's enduring love kept the people, kept their hearts and their minds, so that when emancipation finally came after a civil war, the miraculous assistance that God provided in building up communities and businesses and banks and schools, and then to have all of that attacked once again by the brutality of white nationalists, white supremacy, white racism, and God's miraculous assistance again in helping people to regroup. And listen, not turn on the oppressor, not try to kill everybody that tried to kill them or kill them. Listen, you couldn't learn how to read. You couldn't walk off the plantation. You couldn't have a family. You could not have a community. Religion was taken, language was taken, customs were taken away to keep Black people divided and subjugated. Our Black History Month is a memorial to God's love and miraculous assistance. Just as he provided for Israel, he did it for Black people in America. And that history has not been told for hundreds of years. So it's our time now. You know, people say, well, I wasn't here for slavery. That wasn't me. Nah, but this is the legacy that has been left by those who were here before. You who pride yourself ancestors being here from the foundation of the country are part of the legacy that they left. You who came along a generation or two later, and your ancestors came and they came on the boats and they built themselves up by the bootstraps, they were complicit, if not directly, indirectly. Listen, slavery in America did not exist without the consent of the people of America. Nazism in Germany did not exist without the complacency, the consent of the people of Germany. And white nationalism and white supremacy in America does not exist today without the consent of the people. And Black History Month is saying, we remember, we're not going back. We remember God is on our side. We remember his miraculous work, his assistance. He's done it before. He'll do it again. He got us over the slave trade. He got us over the transatlantic journey. He got us over Jim Crow. He got us over so many things in this country, and he's not finished with us. It's our time now, beloved. Hallelujah. And God is going to change the story. You can be on the winning side of this thing, but it is a futile fight against it. There was a video put out by Arnold Schwarzenegger, of all people, speaking to the white nationalists and the Nazis of this nation and saying to them that we've been down this road before. I grew up in Austria after World War II. You're on the losing side of this story. I've seen the broken men who put everything into the big lie. I've seen their brokenness. I've seen their total breakdown in mind, body, and spirit because they believed a lie. We can turn it around, beloved. It's our time, and God is changing our story. That's my story for today. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I have music for you along with my commentary. Yes, I do. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And so the beat goes on, and you know, think about those things and be blessed. No, you will. Yes. I don't know how, God, and I don't know when, but I know that you will, and it's going to get better. Yes, beloved. A couple of more songs right now, right here. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Don't go nowhere. Stay there and be blessed.
Faith is for when I see a flood, you see a promise. When I see a grave, you see a door. And when I'm at my end, you see where the future starts. I don't know how you make your way. When the
don't know how, God, but I know that you will. You gave us another memorial. That was your son, Jesus, our Christ. He took bread and a cup, said, this is my body, this is my blood, it's shed for you. This is offered me. You do it in remembrance of me. This is Holy Communion Sunday, beloved. So remember what Jesus did for us. He's not finished. He's still on the throne. He's still working in the world today. I want to say happy birthday to all you February birthdays out there. May you have a wonderful month. And remember, no matter how dark the day may be, how low the clouds may hang, the sun is still there and still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit the dip, beloved. God loves you. I love you too. Stay well, stay warm, stay safe, stay blessed. We got one more for you on our way out. It's going to get better. God bless you.